Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Steve Brown. Some of the biggest fights this election season in Massachusetts are over ballot questions. One of those questions would affect thousands of immigrants. WBUR's Walter Wuthman has been following the debate around question 4, which asks voters if they want to keep a state law that allows undocumented immigrants to obtain driver's licenses. Walt, welcome.
Thank you, Steve.
So remind us, what would this ballot question do?
So as you said, question 4 asks voters whether they want to keep a new law that allows undocumented immigrants to apply for driver's licenses. So voting yes would preserve the law, voting no would overturn it.
So that's the law that was passed just a few months ago over Governor Baker's veto. What are the arguments on the yes side? And to clarify, a yes vote keeps the new law on the books.
Exactly. Advocates say the roads are safer when everybody has a license. That means every driver, regardless of their status, would have to learn the rules of the road and pass an exam. Here's South Hadley Police Chief Jennifer Gunderson.
I want to know that every motorist out on the roadway is educated on the rules of the road. You know, I want to know that every motorist on the roadway has insurance.
I also spoke to a woman named Zoila Lopez, who came to the U.S. illegally from Guatemala over 30 years ago. She told me she was afraid of interacting with police without an ID, which was a big problem when her partner became abusive.
I was trying to go away, but I have no driver license to go away. I have no car. I have no how to put myself safe.
Lopez now has a visa and a license, so she's speaking out for the thousands of people who don't.
So what are the arguments on the no side, the folks who want to repeal this new law?
Opponents say giving undocumented people driver's licenses will encourage more people to cross the border. Here's Maureen Maloney, one of the co-chairs of the repeal campaign.
I oppose rewarding somebody being in the country illegally with a driver's license, with allowing them to work. I oppose rewards for them across the board.
They also fear giving licenses to undocumented people could lead to voter fraud. But critics insist this won't be a problem. This is how State Senator Brendan Creighton put it during a debate on Radio Boston.
This argument from their side has been debunked again and again and again. We already have many non-citizens, DACA recipients, TPS, green card holders, etc., that already have driver's licenses, yet they are not registered to vote because there is a safeguard system already in place.
So state elections officials say those systems that Creighton is talking about could be expanded.
My sense is that this is going to be one of the most contentious issues on the ballot this fall, don't you think?
It really is. So the latest campaign finance data shows supporters of the law have raised over $1.2 million, compared to about $131,000 on the no side. The Yes campaign is spending much of its money on ads rolling out on TV and streaming and social media. The No side has less money, but has strong support from a number of Republicans like Jeff Deal, who's running for governor. He often brings this issue up at campaign events. And just a note, former President Trump used to speak about this issue a lot when it was going through other states, and Deal, of course, is endorsed by Trump. So voters are probably going to hear a lot more about this ballot question from both sides in the coming weeks.
Okay, WBUR's Walter Wuthman, thank you.
Thank you.
This is the first in a series of reports you will hear on WBUR about this fall's ballot questions. You can find more information on the questions on our website, WBUR.org, and tune into WBUR's Radio Boston Friday at 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. for a debate on question 1, the so-called millionaire's tax. Election day is November 8th. You can apply now to vote by mail, or you can vote early in person starting on October 22nd.